on that, the next game after this on KTNC.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Hey everybody, this is Bart from Farm and City Supply in Falls City, Nebraska. Harvest time is now upon us. Come on in for all your harvest needs, whether it's hydraulic oil, roller chain, V-belts, Carhartt workwear, new Fill-Rite fuel pump, whatever it is you need, we're always here to help. We've got a great line of nuts and bolts, anything you need for harvest time, so give us a call. Come on in, Farm and City Supply. We'll keep you cutting.
The attorneys at Halbert & Dunn, LLC in Southeast Nebraska provide quality legal services in the areas of real estate, trusts, estate planning, probate, business planning, and personal injury litigation. If you need help with a legal issue, call Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns at 402-245-4486 to schedule an appointment at Halbert & Dunn, LLC in Falls City.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Janice Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at holmansford.com.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back here to the Rural Activity Center. Let's take a look at the starting lineup tonight for this boys game. For the visitors, for Extra Milk and Friend, Coach Brian Arp will go with a 6 foot junior in Mason Bossler. 6'1 senior, Brecken Schluter. A 5'11 senior, Draven Payne. 5'11 sophomore, Christian Conley. And 6'3 sophomore, Zach Bossler. Well, Mason Bossler and Zach Bossler, Brecken Schluter, Draven Payne, and Christian Conley starting five tonight for the extra elegant friend, Bob Dash. For the Irish Knight, Coach Doug Gold is starting five. 5'11 sophomore, Cole Tapp. 5'9 sophomore, Brendan Lemerond. And then it's the seniors. A 6'2 senior, Jack Stice. A 6'4 senior, Joe Simon. And a 6'1 senior, James Freshall. Cole Tapp, Jack Stice, Brendan Lemerond, Joe Simon, and James Freshall, your starting five tonight for Falls City. At heart, the Irish looking to go 2-0 on the year. Extra Milligan Friend looking for their third victory against just one loss in this ball game. We'll take another 60-second timeout. Be back with a tip-off on KTNC.
Hi, it's Carolyn, Director of Surgery and Outpatient Clinics at Johnson County Hospital. Our community is a place where quality health care deserves to stay where it belongs, close to home. At Johnson County Hospital, we offer a wide range of specialty clinics, as well as both robotic and total joint surgeries. Give us a call at 402-335-6372 to schedule an appointment with one of our specialists. And thank you for choosing Johnson County Hospital, where we are continuously looking to improve access to quality care for our community and surrounding areas.
Here at Frontier Bank, providing commercial loans to community merchants is one of our primary purposes as a community bank. Throughout the years, we've helped many local businesses get started. We offer a wide range of business loan products to support your needs. Frontier Bank's goal is to help your business in every way we can. What's good for your business is good for ours. Come see us for all your business banking needs.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Falls City.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
They're getting ready to do the introduction starter here for this boys game night. While they're doing that, and catch up on a couple of scores. Elm and Murdoch girls beat Auburn tonight over on Sunny 101.3, 33-22. The Johnson Broad girls tonight defeated the Fall City Lady Tigers 61-28. At halftime, up at Johnson tonight, the score is Johnson Broad 34 and Fall City 9, 34-9. Elmwood Murdoch leading Fall City in that boys' game at halftime tonight. That's at Johnson Brock. Preseason number one in Class D1 coming off last year's state championship. And they lost one starter off that team. They are going to be a load for teams around here and all around the state of Nebraska once they get to the state tournament in all likelihood coming up next March. Johnson Brock, high expectations, a really good team, and the girls and boys are both going to be good this year. Teams have been introduced. The Bobcats dressed in black, the Irish in white and green. Ready to go. All right, ready to go. Stepping into the center circle, Zach Vossler, a 6'3 sophomore, against Sagar senior Joe Simon, who is listed at 6'4.
Gentlemen, welcome to the rack.
Sagar goes right to left toward the west bucket in the first half, and Simon controls the tip back court to Brendan Leron. Sophomore brings up the left side of the floor against the man-to-man defense, gets a high screen from Simon. Pass away now to Fresh, now lob it into Simon. Went up and caught it over the defender. Back out to Stice. Three ball, left side wing. Good start for Jack Stice and the Irish, 3-0 Sacred Heart. Come the other way now. Bobcat basketball with it out top. Schluter drives, shoots, and scores.
Passed by Brendan Schluter.
Brendan Schluter makes it 3-2. Here's a three ball at the other end. Up, no good by Cole Taft. Rebound brought down by Schluter. Or two, that's five, not three. That's Draven Payne. Now Schluter takes it down in the wing. Vossler back out. Three ball, left side up and down. So we get our first lead change game now, 5-3. Simon spins in the lane, right hand up, no good, but he's fouled as he elevates in the paint. Foul will go on Brecken Schluter. First foul of the ball game. And now we will come back the other way here. Simon at the line. Ready. Rims out, no good. He'll have another one. Simon getting ready for the second freebie. On the way up and good. One out of two. It's 5-4. Now we're coming our way. Christian Conley with the basketball. Man-to-man defense by the Irish. Give the ball up. Schluter. Free throw line, right side. Simon steps in front of the pass, makes the steal, and double dribble the call. I didn't see that. I'm not saying it's the wrong call. I'm just saying I didn't see it. He must have got both hands on the ball as he dribbled out of there when he made the steal. So here we go the other way. To the front court with it. The Bobcats have it. Looking off the near side, Mason Vossler. That gets the ball away to Conley. Conley with a pass. Underhanded over to Vossler. That is Zach Vossler. He is the 6'3 sophomore. And now a turnover by the Bobcats as they throw the ball to the Irish bench. So inbounding, Simon. Up the floor with it will be Brendan Lemeron. Sophomore off the left side to Stice, hands it back to Lemeron. Looks for a cutter, nobody over to go to the top with it. Now Stice, right side, elbow. Dribbles, looks, holds. Dribbles between the legs, but the referee went down. He got crossed over, got the referee, knocked him down. He's back up and okay. Lemeron, free throw line, looking off to Simon. Left side of the free throw line now. Simon backs in, kicks it out to the corner now to Taft. He'll drive the paint. It's up with the left hand, and it's good. Taft puts the Irish up 6-5, and we got our second lead change in the early going. Schluter to the front, dishes the ball backwards now to Payne. Off the left side, Schluter again, holds it, looks. Schluter, middle. Now gets the ball up to Zach Bossler. Back out top, and a three ball on the way up, and good. Second for Draven Payne. He's got his second long ball. We've got our third lead change of this first quarter, 8-6. Simon for the tie in the paint. It's up, and it's good. Well, we're tied now at 8. 5:05 to go in the first period. To the front court of the basketball, Christian Conley down the lane, right hand up. Good, but a whistle before the shot did not count. So we got a foul out top. Lemeron reaching in, gets the foul, first foul of the ball game on Sacred Heart. And inbounding from the sideline, Schluter gets the ball in there to Mason Bossler. They'll take it to the left side. Back out top, Schluter comes right side of the floor. Now with it is Conley. Conley dribbles around the back into the paint, dishes it away on the right sideline. Zach Vossler, and back out to the top now, Mason Vossler. Mason Vossler with it, hands the ball off to Schluter. And now back to Mason Vossler down the lane and dropping the ball. He got a catch deep with pain, couldn't hang on to it. The ball rolls out of bounds on the end line. 4:32 to go in the period, 8-8. The Irish have the basketball. Coming up the floor, Lemeron through the midcourt circle. Off the right side to Taft. Taft will hold it, tries to get a screen with Simon. Goes in, lost his balance, lost the ball ahead, and Payne all the way in, up and off the glass for two more.
By Draven Payne.
8 early on for Draven Payne now. Back to the front, Lemeron used up his dribble, needs help, gets it away to Freshel. Freshel will hold the ball into Simon in the paint, spins again, right hand up, no good. The rebound brought down by Zach Bossler. Head out of there to Christian Conley. Conley coming up the floor, into the paint, up, no. Rebound, grab, loss. It comes down now in the hands of Conley. He got it back, passes the ball forward in the paint. And a lean in and a scoop, no good for Mason Vossler, and Simon gets the rebound. Ahead, it goes Lemeron, leaves it back for Simon between the circles. Dribbling off the left side, Stice, thought about it, didn't take it, now to Simon, top of the key. The Irish will reset from the midcourt circle with Lemeron. No, that's Taft with it, now excuse me. 13-3, confuse me. Simon with it, top of the key, off the right side to Taft. Taft trying to dribble in, cut off, keeps his dribble, seesaws it back and forth around the back, gets it to Freshel. Freshel holds it, he's side. Lemeron with the drive and a floater from the left side, up no good, the rebound grabbed by Zach Bossler. Bossler up the floor the other way, off the left side, and now a dribble and a drive to the baseline on the left side, cut off on the block, and now back out Mason Bossler with it. Drives left, inside, and he lost the handle on the basketball. He goes out of bounds. Sacred Heart ball. 10-8 Bobcats with the lead. 2:42 to go in period number one. Into the game now, Mikey Bartu, a 5'11 junior. He checks in now for the squad from Extra Milligan Friend. Left side, Stice. Buried his first triple of the night. Off the right side, now Lemeron with it against a tough man-to-man defense here, playing the Irish tight. Left side, Taft with it. Taft holds it back out top, Lemeron. Lemeron moves left side, give the ball up there for Taft again. Pressure to Lemeron, fires for three on the rim, no. Rebound brought down by Jack Stice for the Irish. Stice gives the ball up, Lemeron tried to bounce it into Simon, should have shot at that time. A run out at the other end. Layup is good by Bartu. Mikey Bartu makes it 12-8. The Bobcats have the lead. Off the left side, Stice into Simon. Left block. Back to Stice. Triple up and off the rim. Won't go. Rebound to Schluter. Schluter up the floor to Bossler. Bossler will give the ball up there. Underneath. And with the ball, Payne. Had a knock loose, picked up by Bartu. He'll get the ball away to Schluter. Left side, Payne again, fake, driving in. Passes across the lane, it's loose, it's stolen by the Irish here. And up the floor, the ball hits the scorer's table, it's knocked out of bounds by the Bobcats.
Foul on Christian Conley.
Oh, just foul.
His first personal foul.
On Christian Conley. For the Bobcats. Timeout on the floor. After 30 seconds on KTNC.
Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season for stress, flu, icy sidewalks, and a whole lot of other things that can ruin your holidays. I'm Ryan Larson, and on behalf of the physicians and staff of Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinics, I'd like to wish you and your family a joyful and prosperous new year. We also wish you a safe and healthy holiday season. If you need us, we're happy to help keep you well or to get you back on your feet. Otherwise, we hope to see you at home for the holidays.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
12-8, the Bobcats of Extra Million Friendly. You say you aren't here in the early going. We've got a minute 16 to go in this first quarter. Timeout taken by Sacred Heart. Irish basketball in front of the scorer's table. Jack Stice to trigger the ball. No subs yet for the Irish. Off the right side now to Taft. Taft to the top to Freshel. He looks left side. Lemeron fighting his way through the middle is Simon. Back out on the right side to Taft now. And Taft to Simon at the top of the key. Senior holds on to it. Left side for Stice. Stice moves down. Pulls up. Runner won't go. Came through. Ended up getting his own rebound. Taking it away. And now here's a three-pointer from the left side for Taft. And it won't go. Rebound grabbed by Payne, and his pass out there, stolen away, taken away by Taft. Taft to Lemeron with 38 seconds to go in the first quarter. Four-point Bobcat lead off the right side now to Taft. Taft goes in down the lane, tried to pass off to Simon. The ball is kicked by the Bobcats. Simon was grabbed for position when the Bobcats ended up on the floor down there. Inbounding, Cole Taft from the baseline. They've been in the corner of the lane for the Irish. Bring it into the paint, and a nice move. A quick step by Stice. Up and good. 12-10. Stice has half the Irish points. Here's a cross-court pass. Lemeron, great anticipation all the way in. Lays it up, and we're tied. Lemeron with the steal and the run-out, and we are tied for the second time now at 12. 6 seconds on the clock. Moving up, bar two, down the lane, shoots it and scores it at the buzzer. And that will be the end of one. Extra Million Friend, 14, CR 12. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our eight-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
14-12, the lead to the Bobcats after one quarter of play. Draven Payne scored 8 first quarter points, including a couple of three-pointers for the Bobcats. Aaron Wisdom, be alert. We might have to take a break here for a couple of minutes.
Bobcats ball to start the second quarter.
In fact, we do. I'm going to have to take a break away here, folks. Hang with us, Aaron. I just have to take a break. Play some music. I'll be back here in a couple of minutes on KTNC. I apologize.
Student athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Mustang Seeds understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Mustang Seeds build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Mustang Seeds grow seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Mustang Seeds will help you win in the field. Mustang Seeds. supporting farmers from the ground up.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Go. Welcome back here. We are ready to go. Apologize for that break. 26-15, the Bobcats have the lead. And we have a foul on the other end on the Irish. Cooper Kanabi into the ball game. Gets called for the foul. That'll be his first foul of the ball game. And the first foul out of the quarter on Sadie Hart. 26-15, extra million friend with the lead. 4:30 to play here in the second quarter. Take the ball to the right side to Draven Payne. Give the ball off. Now he'll get it right back from Grady Breeson. Or Breeson is in the ball game, excuse me. Free throw line and out to Payne over Simon, and the ball sticks between the backboard and the rim. Short on the shot. So the jump ball goes to the Irish on the alternating possession there. Halftime score, Auburn up 21-14 over Elmwood Murdoch. And now to the front court, Lemeron for the Irish. Gets the ball off to Stice. Jack gives the ball away in the middle. Freshel down the lane over a double team. It's up and it's good. James, his first buck in the ball game. 17 Irish points. And Freshel came down after the bucket. And as he spun out of there, I didn't see what happened. He is on the floor and he is holding his lower left leg, his ankle. Doug Gold and Brian Lemeron, the Irish coaches out there, checking on their senior starter. And said, I didn't see what happened, but with him on the floor, we'll take a, well, let's see. I'm going to get up. Okay, we'll keep it here. So Freshel limping off. Ouch. Some of that left lower leg. So he limps off, and he's going to head right to the trainer's room and back into the ballgame. The Irish comes Cooper Canobie. So a quick run here in the second quarter by Extra Milligan Friend puts them up by 9, 26-17 over the Irish here. They got off to a blazing start in the second.
Fall City Foods is a pet food ingredient manufacturer that processes fresh and frozen meat byproducts for the pet food industry. Their ingredients are shipped nationwide to be further processed into pet food and treats. Fall City Foods is hiring and looking for new people to join their team. You can apply at Fall City Foods, 404 Pacific Street in Fall City, or send an email to dusty@fallcityfoods.com.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because you'll feel totally protected with the right auto coverage. Plus, you'll save up to 23% when you bundle auto and home with our expert agents. American Family Insurance.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Britt Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Inc. in Falls City or Auburn. Call 402-245-2605.
Hey, everyone. This is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Jen's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Jen has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Jen's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Jen's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Falls City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry. They are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Falls City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Falls City.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
Hey everybody, this is Bart from Farm and City Supply in Falls City, Nebraska. Harvest time is now upon us. Come on in for all your harvest needs, whether it's hydraulic oil, roller chain, V-belts, Carhartt workwear, new Fill-Rite fuel pump, whatever it is you need, we're always here to help. We've got a great line of nuts and bolts, anything you can need for harvest time, so give us a call. Come on in, Farm and City Supply. We'll keep you cutting.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved ones, call Halbert & Dunn LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and plan the best plan for you. Halbert & Dunn provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Halbert & Dunn LLC in Falls City.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
1 minute, 1 and a half.
Again, I apologize for the technical issues we're having here at the rack tonight. Stice made a three-pointer, now drives in, and he is fouled. And he'll go to the line to shoot two here. Foul will be called on Mikey Bardo. And we have a 26-25 game. The Irish were down by nine, 26-17. And Stice ties the ball game up, I believe. Can you put that point up or not? There they go. So we now have our third tie at 26. Last time it was tied was at 12. So the Irish were down 9. Now they have it tied, and they take the lead. Stice now with 13 points in the ballgame. He's got almost half of the Irish points. And a lob underneath. It's up, and it's good. A nice pass. Mason Bosler with the bucket. But, boy, a terrific pass from about 30 feet outside. Now, Konami down on the left side. Again, the Irish playing now without James Fresh, who left the game after it looked like he turned an ankle or some part of a lower leg injury. He has left the floor. They're looking back to see what he can do. Getting him checked out here. 20 seconds to go in the half, a one-point lead for the squad from Extra Milk and Friends. Simon, a drive. It's up, no. Tried to finger roll, and he is fouled by Grady Bresson. Bresson with the foul. That will be the fourth of the quarter on the Bobcats. Simon at the line, 5 points, 1 for 2 at the line, shooting two here. Sayers committed just one foul here in the second quarter, and we're tied again, now at 28 apiece. Simon ready again to give his squad the lead. It's up, and it's good. And Sayhart has now, or have 6 lead changes in this game. 9 on the clock. Extra Milligan Friend for a last shot here. They throw it out near midcourt. 4 on the clock. Here's a long one by Schluter off the back iron. No good. And we will end the first half with Sayhart kind of a furious comeback in that second quarter. They fell behind by 9. They score 17 second quarter points and now lead it 29-28. We'll take a 2-minute break and be back with the halftime report on KTNC.
Julie Sadoff, physical therapist from Johnson County Hospital. We have a wide array of professionals for your physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. Our professionals have a full-circle approach, being able to assist within the hospital, the home, and outpatient clinic. Certified in lymphedema, pelvic floor, surgical and non-surgical orthopedic conditions, Parkinson's disease, dry needling, and cognitive assessments, call us, Johnson County Hospital Therapy Department, at 402-335-6400, where you'll be in the hands of the best.
Whether you're looking to save for a rainy day or retirement, Frontier Bank has you covered with a variety of investment options. Hurry in for a promotional rate of 5.25 APY on a 7-month or 13-month CD. A $10,000 minimum deposit is required. Stop in or visit frontier.bank for more information. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC.
Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic of Falls City are proud to announce their newest medical staff member, Cassie Munoz Parsons. As a family nurse practitioner and psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner, Cassie will see behavior and mental health and substance use disorder patients at the clinic between 8 and 5 on Monday and Friday and 9 to 6 every Wednesday, as well as telehealth visits on Tuesdays. To make an appointment, call the clinic at 402-245-4475. Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic in Falls City. Online at cmcfc.org.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we welcome you back here to the rack. We're having a duck toss here. Kind of interesting at halftime. Trying to get the ball into the center circle bullseye from the stands, which makes it an interesting ball game. Our halftime report brought to you by Highland Community College. Highland Community College halftime report is close to home, yet far from death. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. And our look at the stats brought to you by our friends at Farm Bureau Services of Falls City and Auburn. See Jake or Tosh Arm Connect. It's your future. Let them protect it. In the first half, the scoring, what we have here for the Irish, we got all theirs. Jack Stice leading the way with 13 points for the Irish, including a 3 3-pointers in the first half. Cole Taft has 5 points, including a triple. Brendan Lemeron has 2. Joe Simon has 7. And James Freshel has 2. The main concern with James Freshel is he left the game midway through the second quarter with a lower leg injury, limping off the floor, and has not returned yet at this point. For Extra Milligan Friend, Draven Payne leading the way with 10 points. 4 for Pelkey and Partu. 2 each for Mason Bosser and Brecken Schluter. We don't have all of the scoring. I've had some problems with some technical problems. If you've been listening along, you know that and understand that, and I apologize for that. Nothing we can do about it sometimes, but we'll get them straightened out here. Apologize for that. 29-28, Shagar with the lead here at halftime over Extra Milligan Friend. Other scores around the area. Auburn boys lead Elmwood Murdoch at halftime, 21-14. 21-14, Auburn with the lead there. Falls City at Johnson Brock tonight. Johnson Brock beat the Tiger Boys 66-16. 66-16. In the girls game, Johnson Brock beat Falls City 21-28. The Elwin Murdoch girls beat Auburn tonight 33-22. Sig Hart girls beat Extra Milligan Friend tonight here on KTNC 46-31. Those are the scores we have for you at halftime of this one. Again, our halftime report is brought to you by Highland Community College. Highland Community College, they are close to home. They're far from dead. You can learn more about them at highlandcc.edu. 29-28 at halftime. Sarah Boys with the lead. We'll take a break, check the weather, more from our sponsors. We'll be back here with second half action on KTNC.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Mustang Seeds understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Mustang Seeds build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Mustang Seeds grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Mustang Seeds will help you win in the field. Mustang Seeds. Supporting farmers from the ground up.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Falls City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
This is your Classic Hit Station, KTNC Falls City, and weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter. We'll have mostly cloudy skies this evening with a slight chance of rain later tonight and a low around 32. Winds will be out the northwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour, gusting up to 15. There is no rain Saturday, just mostly sunny skies and a high near 43 with a northwest wind of 15 to 20 miles an hour, gusting up to 30. Saturday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 22 and we'll have a northwest wind of 10 to 15 miles an hour, gusting up to 20. Sunday looks similar to Saturday, being sunny with a high near 43. Sunday night looks partly cloudy with a low around 23. Monday warms up to 48 with sunny skies. Monday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 27. Tuesday only gets up to 46 with partly sunny skies. Tuesday night cools down to 25 with mostly cloudy skies. Wednesday will be mostly sunny with a high near 44. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC.
Right now it's 48 degrees.
Falls City Foods is a pet food ingredient manufacturer that processes fresh and frozen meat byproducts for the pet food industry. Their ingredients are shipped nationwide to be further processed into pet food and treats. Falls City Foods is hiring and looking for new people to join their team. You can apply at Falls City Foods, 404 Pacific Street in Falls City, or send an email to Dusty at fallcityfoods.com.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving toward. That's because you'll feel totally protected with the right auto coverage. Plus, you'll save up to 23% when you bundle auto and home with our expert agents. American Family Insurance.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Britt Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Inc. in Falls City or Auburn. Call 402-245-2605.
Hey, everyone. This is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Jen's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant, providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Den has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Den's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we welcome you back here to the Rural Activity Center at Fall City. Sacred Heart High School, where we're at, Dyke Elementary, the whole school, the whole campus here. And we are in the rack, and we've got a good one going. 29-28, Sacred Heart with the lead at halftime in the boys' game after trailing by 9 midway through that second quarter tonight. It will be Bobcat basketball of Exeter Milligan Friend. They're 2-1 for Coach Brian Arp. Say Hart just their second game of the year.
It'll be the Bobcat
Irish
ball.
Be at home again Tuesday night. We'll have that for you coming up. Tuesday night, it will be Homewood, or it will be Lewiston. It's Say Hart. That's over on Sunny 101.3 here on KTNC, Elmwood, Murdoch, and Fall City on Tuesday night. All right, to the front court, the Bobcats had the ball, and we've got traveling called. Our official had fell down a while ago. He twisted his ankle, too. I can tell by the way he's galloping now up and down the floor. He's got a little hitch in his giddy-up as well. Even somebody made a move over there a while ago, and he got twisted around and went down. But looks like he might have tightened up a little bit during halftime. All right, Lemeron got pulled up his dribble in the corner, able to get it away to Stice. Say Hart to the front court now. Starting is for the Irish is Cooper Kanabe in place of Preschel. And Simon jumps underneath from the right side of the lane to the left. And Cooper Kanabe puts it up and in. First Sacred Heart, Simon with the assist. Nice pass by Joe Simon. Bounce pass down to the right side for Payne. Take it back out to the top. Now Mason Vosser going to load up a long one off the side. No good. Offensive rebound. Foul and put back. Zach Vosser got the rebound. He went to put it back, and he is fouled. And Cooper Kanabe picks up his second foul of the ball game. First one of this third quarter against Sacred Heart. So Vosser at the line to shoot a pair. Vosser gets set. The 6'3" sophomore comes up short. Drew nothing but net, but he hit the wrong side of it, the front of it. They'll have another one here. Gets set, fires, it's up, and the bank is open this late at night. Okay. Or for the girls' game, it wasn't open, but it is now. So Vosser with the point. Kanabe gets it into Lemeron. Oh, and the ball came back. They dog game defensively all the way up the floor did Christian Conley. And eventually Lemeron got over on the sideline and dribbled the ball. He went down and hit him in the foot and ankle. He was able to get it back, but you can't stick it. And it goes over now. Simon with the ball knocked loose, and it's off the hand of Brecken Schluter, Sacred Heart basketball. Pretty good defense by these teams. 31-29, Sacred Heart by 2. 6:45 to go in the opening stanza of the third period. Early on here, played a minute 20. Stice with the dribble out between the rings. Right side, tap for 3. Right side, up and right side down. Second triple for Cole Tapp. He's got 8 in the ball game now. And a high pass. Too far up the ladder off the fingers of Mason Vosser, out of bounds. It will be Irish basketball. They've got a 5-point lead. I believe that's their biggest of the ball game. We come the other way, and Leonard's pass is kicked away by Vosser out of bounds. The Irish keep possession. Into the game, Mikey Bartu. He checks in there for Vosser. Or no. For Schluter? No. All right, who came out? Payne, maybe? And the Irish turn it over. They go to Tapp. Can't come up with the ball. And it's going to belong to Exeter Milligan Friend. Well, let's see. Mason Vosser's in there. Brecken Schluter is in there. Mikey Bartu is in off the bench. Draven Payne is in there along with Zach Vosser for Exeter Milligan Friend. Into Vosser. Blocked by Simon on the turnaround into Payne. Rebound comes down to the Irish. Here comes Limmer on the front. Over it goes Stice. Three ball, too short. Rebound, weak side to tap. Can't get it to go. Simon the rebound, backing in, and he will be fouled and go to the line to shoot two. He got the rebound and ended up behind the backboard. Had to back his way in there, and he will be fouled by Draven Kane. Picks up his first foul of the ball game and the first team foul of the second half on the Bobcats. Excuse me. Free throw up for Simon. Around the rim, no good. Joe is now 3 out of 5 at the line in the ball game, has 7 points. He gets set. He fires and got that one. 4 out of 6 now is the Irish senior. The lead is 6 by the Irish. Steal? No. We got a kicked ball. Bobcat ball in front of the scorer's table here. Their side of midcourt. They'll go back over to the inbound to Mason Vossler. Vossler up the floor. Passes down to the baseline. Inside, they throw it to Steinman. The only player there, he caught it. Hands the ball to Taft. Up the floor, Lemon on three ball, left wing, short. Simon the rebound. Step in, got her to go. Good Simon. With 8 in the ball game, and the lead is 8 for Sacred Heart. And we come up the floor, and we got a timeout called by the Bobcats. Down by 8 with 5:05 to go in the third. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
37-29, Sager Hart with the lead. Third quarter, Bobcats took their second time out of the ballgame. Doug Goltz talked to his team. Now he walked down the end of the bench, thinking on something. The bad news for the Irish, James Freshel has not returned to the bench. Here he comes now. As I say that, here he comes, but he is still limping. Doug Goltz and Brian Lemeron are saying, well, what do you think? He's got an ankle brace on his left leg. Well, he's going to want to give it a try. We'll see how he does. All right, inbounding will be Brecken Schluter. Gets it in, gets it right back. Now to Vossler, Mason Vossler. The Irish overplay the dribble. Pass down, and now inside, too tall. Off the hands of Grady Bresson and Joe Simon with another steal for Sacred Heart. 4:45 to play, third period. Stice, front court, right side, around the back, drives in, backs off to Simon. Now he's got it on the wing. He backs in to right block. Up and good. Nice spin move. Simon and Devil figures with 10. Half of them here in the third quarter. The lead is now 10 for the Irish. Up the floor we go. Kick it out right side. And Simon the steal. Schluter. And now Simon will give it off. Limeron layup is good. Brendan Limeron, the bucket. Simon the steal and the assist. The lead is 12 for Sacred Heart. 4:08 to go in period number 3. The ball out of bounds on the far side. Off to Simon. Simon having a big third quarter here. Inbound to the baseline. Throw to the middle. Tipped away by the Irish by Kanabi. It goes off of a Bobcat, but we got a foul that's going to be called on Sarah Canotti again. Is that what they're saying? I think it is. Cooper will pick up his third if that's on him, and indeed it is.
Foul on Cooper Canotti.
Team foul number 2 of the half on Sacred Heart. At the free throw line, it's up and no good by Grady Bresson. Bresson. 6'4" freshman. This is going to be loaded in the future. They're good athletes. Right now, ball just not going in for it. The Irish are playing extremely well. the Irish not going deep on the bench. They've only went six deep so far, and one of those six, Preschel, is injured. The ball is missed on the free throw, but out of the Irish, out of bounds. So the Bobcats inbound, left side of the floor with it. Brecken Schluter into the paint, and a whistle and a foul as he tries to move through into the lane. This one's going to be on Joe Simon. That's his first foul of the ball game.
Fouls on Joe Simon.
Team foul number three of the half. Halfway through quarter number three. Bring the ball into the right side, bar two. He'll dribble top in the air, kicks it back out top to Mason Bossler. Beyond the arc, he'll give it up now to Schluter. Schluter goes underneath, and a nice pass from out top by Preston underneath, and another foul on the Irish. And now Joe Simon's got two quick fouls. His second, team foul number four. And Doug Golds can really ill afford to take him out of the ballgame. They don't have anybody with his size to put in there. Cooper Canobie's already in there. The free throw is no good. Vossler now 1-for-3 here in the third period. He gets set. He fires. And he's 1-for-4. The rebound comes out long, and Bresson grabs it. Into the paint he goes, shoots over Canobie. No. Rebound, Simon tips it again, got it. Gets it away to Stice. Irish are going to need Jack to get going here again. Offensively, get 13 points all in the first half. Has not scored here yet in the third. They'll need something out of him. Here's a three ball, tap, short from the left side. Rebound to the freshman, Bresson. Ahead he goes into the paint to Schluter. Underneath, left hand up and good by Preston. Preston with the bucket. And it's 41-31. Shaking Hart by 10. And Lemeron lost the handle on it, stolen away. Up the floor the other way. Mason Vossler lays it up and good. So here they come. 12-point lead is now down to 8. 41-33. 2:49 to go in the third. Off the floor, Taft. They come from behind when he turns. Now to Lemeron and off to Stice. Right side of the circle. He'll move to the free throw circle, into the free throw lane. Now back to Simon. Canobie playing on the low left block. Taft looks like he could use a breather. But the Irish really don't have anywhere to go. Sophomore with the dribble between the legs. Left side, hands off Simon. Into the paint, back out Lemeron, fake the three. Free throw line, passed it down, tried to get to Canobie, stolen away. And a run out layup at the other end, up and good for Brooklyn. He got back-to-back baskets, and Doug Golds wants a timeout. The 12-point lead is now a 6-point lead. 41-35, Sagan Hart. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Final score of an Elwood Murdoch in the boys game. It's Auburn winning 57-35 over Elwood Murdoch. Auburn picks up the win. Elwood Murdoch girls got the win over Auburn tonight. Johnson Brock took a pair from Fall City Tigers and girls and boys basketball tonight. Irish ball at midcourt on the far side. The youngsters taking care of the water spill down here on the front of the Irish bench. And Stice gets the pass, splits defenders, does a double head and shoulder fake, and got fouled before he was able to get the shot away. The foul on Grady Bresson. His second, team foul number two of the quarter. And at the line, Jack Stice. Jack, 2-for-2 at the line, up and in and out, no good. 1:57 to go in the third. Preschel on the bench, or can he go? That's the question for the Irish. Up, good for Stice, 1 out of 2, and the lead is 7. To the front court with the ball, trapped getting the way out of there is Christian Conley. Conley pass off, got it back. Now it goes to Schluter. Fires for 3-0. Simon with another rebound. And he'll hand the ball off at the minute 40 in the backcourt to Tab. Full court pressure here by the squad from Extramilligan Friend. And a reach in. The ball knocked out of bounds by Mason Vossler near midcourt. Tab shaking his left hand. Might have got some contact there. Irish run a little wheel play on the inbound. He comes into Stice. Jack up the floor. Moving up. Hands to Simon. He'll handle it out top now between the circles. Moving from left to right. Back to the left and hands it off now to Cole Tab. Cole waiting. Hasn't used his dribble yet. They reach in. Knocked loose. It's a steal. Taken away. Mason Vossler. Tab went up and grabbed it. He was able to take it away, but he ended up with his foot on the in line out of bounds. Oh, no, they're going to call a foul now. Now they call a foul on Tab. I thought that he got that ball clean. So it's two free throws because that's a 15 foul. 15 foul. So Vossler will go to the line to shoot a pair. Vossler at the line. Free throw up and no good. Lead remains at 7 for Sacred Heart. Second one coming here for Vossler. He gets ready. 6 foot junior nails that one. 42-36. Into the game again. Draven Payne. He checks in for the Bobcats. Bring the ball in backcourt to Simon. They try to force him to the sideline. Doesn't affect him. He's all the way up the floor. Hands the ball off to Lemeron. Lemeron handles it around the back. 59 seconds to go in the quarter. Now to Tap. Simon, right side elbow. Beyond the arc. Holds it. Back to Stice. Senior looks. He'll hand it back now to Tap and right back to Jack Stice. Stice, and he dropped the ball. It's loose, and it's picked up by Tap. They reach in, and then his pass is taken away. Barto up the floor. Simon hustles back, and Barto off the glass and up and in. I'm sure a foul was the request by the folks from Extramilligan Friend. They did not get a call on Simon there. The pressure defense has worked good for the Bobcats here in this third quarter. 13 seconds to go. Simon to Stice. Stice working. He may be the one to take it here. Draw kind of followed his dribble. Simon in the paint. Double team up. No whistle. And that's the end of the quarter. Nothing doing. No foul. No travel. After three, 42-38. Sacred Heart. Back in 1 minute on TTNC.
Hey everybody, this is Bart from Farm and City Supply in Falls City, Nebraska. Harvest time is now upon us. Come on in for all your harvest needs, whether it's hydraulic oil, roller chain, V-belts, Carhartt workwear, new Fill-Rite fuel pump, whatever it is you need, we're always here to help. We've got a great line of nuts and bolts, anything you need for harvest time, so give us a call, come on in, Farm and City Supply. We'll keep you cutting.
The attorneys at Halbert & Dunn, LLC in Southeast Nebraska provide quality legal services in the areas of real estate, trusts, estate planning, probate, business planning, and personal injury litigation. If you need help with a legal issue, call Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns at 402-245-4486 to schedule an appointment at Halbert & Dunn, LLC in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Falls City State Heart 42, Extramilligan Friend 38 after three quarters here. A 9-point lead, Extramilligan Friend in the second quarter. The Irish came back. They were ahead by as many as 12 in the third quarter. Right now, it is a 4-point lead to the Irish, 42-38, as we start the fourth quarter. Irish basketball at midcourt. Stice to inbound. And they get it into Taft. And Freshel's still on the bench. sent by assistant coach Brian Limron. I'm just not sure he's going to be able to go. Pass backwards, stolen layup at the other end by Christian Conley.
Basket by Christian Conley.
2-point lead for the Irish. Stice in the backcourt. The Irish now to the front, off the right side, Limron posting up Simon. Right block, they come at him from the front, guarding behind. Golden Magri is able to drop step, shoot over the defender behind him, and the Irish are now up by four. To the front with the basketball, Conley holding it, looking. Cooper Kanabi at the top of the defense for the Irish there. Now move in, Conley with a push shot in the lane, no. Simon with the rebound, dribbles away from the pressure. Now it's a full court press, man-to-man here by the squad from Exeter Milligan Friend. The ball is loose in the backcourt, touched by Exeter Milligan Friend. Irish ball to the front, no over and back. Simon, top of the key, looks over the right side to Kanabi. Well, the Cooper's range, he's not going to want to shoot out there. Out on the left side, bounce it in, left side, wing, Simon. Back to Taft, back into Simon, into the paint. Outside, Leron, three ball on the rim, no. Rebound. Kanabi had inside position. It looked like the Bobcats had the rebound, but they were over the top on Kanabi.
Fouls on Zach Foster.
Zach Bossler picks up the foul, his second of the ball game. First foul of the quarter on Exeter Milligan Friend. The Irish try to take it in toward mid-court. It's tipped away, and it goes out of bounds at the far end underneath the bucket of EMF and Irish basketball. They got three defenders guarding two on the inbound here. Limron gets it in, gets it back. He's to the front court with a dribble now. Irish giving up a lot of size with them guards, those two sophomores in the backcourt. Into the paint, Stice to Kanabi. Oh, what a pass. Cooper can't hit. And then the opposite side, they steal the rebound away from him. Up the floor, EMF lost it, got it back. Conley gives the ball up into the paint. Shot up off the glass, no good. Simon had it, lost it, and they say it's touchback by Zach Bossler of the Bobcats. Bobcat fans are getting a little bit more unhappy all the time, thinking they're not getting the calls. All right. Simon, the trigger man from the baseline underneath the Bobcat basket. Bring it in. Limron got a little shove. And he steps on the sideline out of bounds. EMF basketball, 5:51 to go. 4-point Irish lead. To the front. And now a pass underneath, making the catch is Payne. Pass underneath, his bounce pass hit the end line out of bounds. So both teams are playing good defense, and both teams are struggling a little bit with that defense when they have the ball. Simon to trigger in. Everybody's on the defensive end. And, oh, yeah, I caught it. Dave Bryant with a good eye there. And, oh, now we got a technical foul on the Bobcat. Coming down, making the steal was Draven Payne, but he stepped on the end line. And that was the right call. I could see it, in my opinion, from up here. And that was the official right there made the call. And then Payne came out, and he was unhappy, and he got whistled for the technical, which will be his second foul. And now Stice will go to the other end and shoot a pair of free throws. It's up, it's in, it's out, no good. Two team fouls now this quarter on the Bobcats. How can you take advantage of these free throws when you can? Up and good. Stice gets one out of two.
Now
the lead is five. 5:41 to go. All right, inbounding will be Taft, and cutting to the basket is Stice. Got it to him, and he dribbled out of there. Oh, was that double dribble? I think I might agree with the folks from the Bobcats. He might have double dribbled there and didn't get the ball. Now ahead we go. It'll be Taft to Simon. Baseline left side, back out to Cole Taft, the sophomore, guarded closely by Mason Vossler, Jr., who is at 6 foot. Taft listed at 5'11", one of those figures is not right. There are more than an inch of height difference there. Out top, Simon between the legs, left side back and in. Defender takes a dive. He can't do that. Now to Simon. They jump him. He's able to knock it over to Stice. Taft for three. It's up and in. Right corner for Cole Taft. His third long ball of the night. The triple puts the Irish up 48-40. 4:45 to go. Through traffic and a reach-in foul on Kanabe, and that's going to be number four on Cooper Kanabe. Cooper's fourth team foul, number one of the quarter on the Irish.
His fourth personal foul.
Well, the Irish, like I said, have only played six deep, and I don't think they've subbed here in the second half. Inside, out, and a three ball on the way. Up and down for Christian Conley. He's got five, and the lead is five with 4:30 to go in the ball game. And now we've got a reach-in foul called on Conley, trying to steal the ball away. Third foul of the quarter. When you get to five now, you shoot two free throws. The other team does, I should say. Inbounding, Simon from the baseline. In to Lemerand, up the floor to a double team. Picked up his dribble. Throws it ahead now. Tap goes in, put a lot of contact there, and a foul. This one is going to go on Vossler.
Foul's on Mason.
That's his
Vossler.
First.
His second.
All right, that's his second. Okay.
14th foul for the Bobcats.
Yeah, that just makes sense. 14th foul of the quarter. So the Irish are getting close to shooting free throws the rest of the game here. Tapped into old Cooper Kanabe on the left block. Had an open shot looking for someone to pass to. Now it is Lemeron looking to go inside. Can't. Kanabe between the circles. Outside tap, not bashful. Three ball. Too strong, and Stice with the long rebound. Back out to tap. Back to Stice. Left side of the floor at the wing. Holding, dribbling, touch to the top. Double team gets it out of there. Back to tap. Under 4 minutes to go in the game. The Irish up 48-43. Down by nine in the second quarter. Got it up to a 12-point lead in the third quarter. All right, Simon, right side, back to the top of the key with a dribble. Little weave out top for Sagerhart. Now Taft, he'll come back. Backing up near that midcourt circle. Off the left side, pass stolen, bad pass. Schluter with the steal, throws it ahead. Layup won't go, the follow-up won't go. Stice tips the rebound away. Oh, two bunnies there. Simon up the floor, gives way to Kanabe. And a blocking foul called. And the fans dressed in the black and the white are up in arms. They are unhappy. They wanted a charge on Simon, but the young man just did not get set, it appeared. Simon was in between what he wanted to do there. That is the second foul on Mikey Bartu. And now the Irish are shooting two the rest of the game. It's up and good for Simon. He's got 13, and the lead is now five again. That right at six. They put that point up. Simon ready again. I'll have to add my score up here again. Simon gets this one as well. Yeah, it's 50-43. It's a 7-point lead for the Irish. 3:19 to go. Throw to the middle, and Simon fouled him on the block. Got a piece of the ball, but got the arm. Simon picks up his third all here in the second half. Team foul number seven, or seven on my score sheet, team number two this quarter. At the free throw line, Zach Vossler, 1-for-4 and now 2-for-5 here in the second half. 6-point lead. Vossler ready. He gets set. He fires. It's up. It's off the back. No good. Rebound tipped out of there. Off of Lemeron, off of Simon, off of Lemeron, controlled by Stice. Senior works up across the midcourt line, through the circle. Lemeron, right side to the top to Kanabe. He's got four fouls. Simon's got three. Stice drives in, pull up 12-footer. Got the friendly bounce off the rim. 17 for Jack Stice now. Court with it. Conley with it. A lead is 8 for the Irish. A drive and a three-pointer up. No. Simon rebound between two black jersey Bobcats. Splits two defenders and a foul called. Simon slides into second base. He'll be fouled and will go to the free throw line. The foul will be on Christian Conley. I've got him for three. And Simon will be at the line to shoot a pair here. Simon, 14 points. 6 out of 8 at the line in the ball game tonight. Up. Got it. 7 out of 9. Simon with one more to go here. Kanabe and Sice switch sides. 4 Bobcats down there on the lane. Simon shoots. Simon swishes it. And the lead is up to 10 again. 2:28 to go. Skip pass to the left side to Mason Voss. We're backing up. Driving double team. Kicks it out. 3 ball. Up, in, and good. Bartu has 9, and we got a ball knocked loose out of bounds off of the Bobcats. Siegert will inbound it once again here. This time, you know, we're looking for some towels. What do we got? Water on the floor? Yep. That's about where Simon went skidding into second base there just a couple moments ago. He probably left that mark. The officials doing a little house cleaning here. Kellen Hevigan, Chase Bryant, doing the work. Dave Bryant, the older statesman of the crew, standing under their end going, "You young fellas take care of that. I'm going to stand here to the basketball." Here we go. Bring it in. Backcourt. Taft to a double team. Oh, across court. Simon knocked it loose. Got it back. Up the floor, and he dropped it and got it back again. Fires across court. Stice and out of Lemeron. 2 minutes to go. The lead is 54-47 for the Irish. And a foul, a push on Conley. His fourth. And to the line for the Irish, Brendan Lemeron.
To the line, shooting two.
4 points for the sophomore. First trip to the line tonight for him. Taft is 1 for 1 at the line. No, he hadn't been at the line either. Excuse me. Lemeron calmly sinks that one. 55-47. It's now an 8-point ball game. Second one up. Second one good. I'm going to guess that Brendan Lemeron is really not the guy you want to foul in this situation. Timeout called by the Bobcats. They're down by 9 with 1:58 to go. Timeout. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Janice Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
In Falls City, Nebraska, that's where we are at the Rowe Activity Center on KTNC tonight. Over on Sunny 101.3 tonight, Auburn girls and boys split a doubleheader with Elmwood Murdoch. They'll be down in Falls City on Tuesday night here on KTNC taking on the Falls City Tigers. Here, the Irish have the lead by 9 with 1:58 to go. They trailed by 9 in the third quarter, or excuse me, in the second quarter. They got up to a 12-point lead, 41-29. And now lead it by 9 with 1:58 to go. The Bobcats have the ball. And up, that was nearly a triple. Didn't get it called. Up the floor. I don't think it was. It was just close. Here's a steal by Lemeron. Got between two Bobcats. Got the steal. Now he's double-teamed. And timeout, Doug Gold. Lemeron couldn't get rid of it. None of his teammates. He was too close to midcourt. They couldn't get behind him to help him out. Timeout, Sacred Heart up by 9. 1:42 to go, and we return in 30 on KTNC.
Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care are proudly owned by Johnson County Hospital. Our family practice, including Drs. Ben Beal, Zach Templemeyer, Grant Salzgaber, and physician's assistants Elizabeth Gobber, Sarah Sharples, and Katie Grease, offer services from wellness visits to acute care, working together for better health care and supporting happy, healthy lifestyles. I am Lisa Bohr, clinic manager of Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care, inviting you to call 402-335-2811 to visit about your health care needs.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
The Irish lead by 9 in the fourth quarter. Doug Gold, I think the same 5 players play the entire second half, with James Fresh being hurt in the second quarter. He's on the bench. He has not returned to action. They put an ankle brace on him, but unable to go. And Coach Gold has not went any deeper. Has some tired young men after this one. Here's a pass to the backcourt to Lemeron. Now the chase is on. Lemeron picked up his dribble off out of Stice. Who they're going to start fouling? A minute and a half to go. They're going to have to before too long. The Irish, if they get to shoot 2 now with these new rule changes this year, every time. And there's the first foul. Mason Voss are going to get called here. His 3rd. And that will put Cole Tapp the line. Sophomore will go to the line to shoot a pair. He's got 3 triples. First trip to the line, it's up, and it crawled over to the front, went to the back rim, and then popped out of there. That was a good-looking shot. He'll get another one to make it a 10-point lead. It's up for the lefty, and it's in and out again. Rebound grabbed up by Mikey Bartu. Here come the Bobcats to the front. The Irish have committed 2 and now 3 fouls. Lemeron called for the foul. His 2nd, Doug Gold said, I believe that that was double dribble, sir. And it's going to be Bobcat ball out of bounds. 1:20 to go, down by 9 in the lane. Jumper, no good. Rebound brought down by Tapp, and he's mugged. Is it a jump ball or a foul? Let's see. Alternating possession, it will belong to the Bobcats. So they didn't foul him. Good play by the Bobcats that time. So everybody on the corner of the lane, they'll inbound from underneath the bucket. They throw it off the backside of Simon. Good try there by Brecken Schluter, but he threw it too hard and the ball ricocheted out of bounds. So again, Schluter to inbound it over the top of Simon, out to Bartu. Drives in, shoots, no. Rebound batted around. It goes, finds a way back to Schluter. In the paint with the right hand, no. Schluter rebounds. Turn around in the lane, no. Rebound out of bounds off of Mikey Bartu. With 58 seconds to go, the lead is 9 for the Irish. Cooper Kanabe, the freshman sophomore, he's been playing with 4 fouls. Get it in. Now it will be Taft to Simon, doubled in the backcourt and fouled. That foul will go on Mikey Bartu, his 3rd. Simon to the line. Joe is 4-for-4 here in the fourth quarter of the line. And 4 out of 6 before that. So 8 out of 10 at the line. That is the Sacred Heart senior. 53.7 seconds to go. Free throw. Good. 10-point lead for the Irish. 53 seconds to go. Simon. 17 points, looking for 18 here. Up. Got it. He's the leading scorer for the Irish. 18-17 for Jack Stice. 58-47, the lead is 11. And now we've got a whistle. Ball out of bounds over there off the Irish. 46 seconds left. Lob the ball into the midcourt. Conley moving up for 3 off the mark. No. Well, I'll tell you what. Simon with another rebound. He got fouled again. The Bobcats have really struggled shooting the ball, especially in the paint, here late in this ballgame. They just can't make anything. Can't get any to go. They're pressing because they fell behind by a dozen. Fought it back to within 4. That's as close as they got. Well, actually, got to within 2 here early in the fourth quarter. Simon good again. I'll do my Randy Gatula here. He is now 7-for-7 here in the fourth quarter. Randy Gatula, you don't even need to be here. I just mentioned your name and a free throw streak and it ends. Simon had rolled out ahead and stepping out on the sideline. Simon pressured the ball and Christian Conley stepped on the sideline with 32 seconds to go. The lead now is 12 for the Irish. Bringing him back, court to Stice. Double team gets away to Simon. You don't want to foul him anymore, probably. Simon off the floor. Running into him is Grady Brusson. Simon kind of delivered a blow there. He was going to get fouled, and he kind of checked himself up, braced himself, and he got the better of that situation. Foul.
Hero of yesteryear, Matt Gold.
On Christian Conley. Free throw for Simon is good. He's got a whole bucket of points now. Very good line. I missed three so far. Made 12 of 15. And he's made 13 of 16 at the line. And another timeout call here by the Bobcats, down by 14 now.
Timeout is called.
So a timeout on the floor. We'll take a break and be back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
It's often been said, if you really want to know what's going on, just follow the money. When you bank with us, you can see how your money grows our local economy. Let's say a local store owner deposits his weekly revenues. Then a family needs a loan for a new car. The car salesman gets commission so he can keep saving for his kids' college. This chain is called the local economy. We don't break this chain. We keep your money working right here in the community.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Falls City.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
61-47, Sacred Heart with a lead of 14 points. That is their biggest lead of the ball game. The Irish have hit 9, 10, 11, 12. 12 of 16 free throws here in the fourth quarter. And that is pretty good shooting. By today's standard, 75%. Up the floor the other way, 23 seconds, and Stice jumps the pass, gets the steal to Kanabe, to Simon, and now the Bobcats have the Irish called timeout. Doug Gold wants to put in a whole new bunch of players, gives us five fellas to play the whole second half, a little break here. Boy, who's coming in? For Sacred Heart, I see in the ball game, Kyle Sipple is in there. Hayden Clow is in. He's a freshman. Sipple's a sophomore. Also in there, Alex Madsen, another sophomore. We've got Gavin Clow in there, a junior. And one more. I'll find him. Hayden Clow, freshman. Okay, I think you got them all now. Driven the ball, Kyle Sipple. Cross court with a pass, too far up the ladder. Hayden Clow can't come down with it. And just 0.7 seconds ago, Carter Milton will inbound the ball into Preston Nolenberg. And your final score, Ball City, Sacred Heart, 61. And Exeter Milligan, Fred, 47, 61-47. The Irish outscored the Bobcats 19-9 in quarter number four to secure the win. We'll take a one-minute break and be back on KTNC.
Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season for stress, flu, icy sidewalks, and a whole lot of other things that can ruin your holidays. I'm Ryan Larson, and on behalf of the physicians and staff of Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinics, I'd like to wish you and your family a joyful and prosperous new year. We also wish you a safe and healthy holiday season. If you need us, we're happy to help keep you well or to get you back on your feet. Otherwise, we hope to see you at home for the holidays.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL P&C Group Direct Written Premium.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, welcome back here to the Rural Activity Center. Let's check the score in our ball game. Our stats tonight brought to you by the Farm Bureau Service of Falls City and Auburn. See Jake Vitage Arm Connect, your future, let them protect it. For Sagan Hart in the ball game tonight, 21 points for Joe Simon. He had 14 in the second half. He went 1-2-3. He went 9-10 at the line into the fourth quarter. The Irish went 12-16 in the fourth quarter at the free throw line. Jack Stice, 17 points in the ball game. He had 13 in the first half. Cole Taft stepped up with 11 tonight, including three long ones. Six for Brendan Limeron tonight. Two for James Preston before he got injured in the ball game in the second quarter, and two more for Cooper Canabi. The Irish, 12-16 at the line in quarter number four. For EMF, we had some technical difficulties. I didn't get their scoring all down the second quarter. They had Draven Payne turn double figures. He had eight in the first quarter. Five for Mason Fossler in the game. Four more for Mikey Pratu, and four for Grady Brusson for their total of 47. The Irish down by nine in the second quarter, ended up with a 12-point lead in the third quarter, find it down to a 2-point lead in the early part of the fourth quarter, just moments in. Well, as extra million friend, then Irish pulled away and win it by 14, 61-47, improved it 2-0 on the year. Extra Million Friend now 2-2. In the girls game tonight, Sacred Heart got the win 46-31 to improve to 3-0 on the year. The Bobcat girls are now 1-4, 46-31 the final. McKinley Shaw, 13 points tonight, 14 for Gentry Lechtenberg, and 10 for Sadie Tislein for the Irish. The Irish went 13-16 at the line in that one. Leading the way for Extra Million Friend was Mallory Stiesel. She had 7-6 for Savannah Pitchka and Natalia Odehope tonight to lead the squad from Exeter Milligan Friend. Other scores tonight before we wrap it up. Johnson Brock took a pair from Falls City tonight in the girls game. It was 61-28. Johnson Brock with the win. The boys game, Johnson Brock won 66-16. Auburn boys beat Elwood Murdoch 57-35, and the Elwood Murdoch girls beat Auburn 33-22 tonight. Now, I'll tell you what's coming up next week, basketball-wise, here on PTNC and Sunny. Coming up Tuesday night next week on the 12th on PTNC, Elwood Murdoch at Falls City take on the Tigers. And on Sunday, Tuesday night, Lewiston heard the rack taking on Sacred Heart. That's on Sunday 101.3. Friday night, Falls City Sacred Heart on KTNC at Humboldt Table Rock Steiner. I'll be there for that one. And on Sunday, Auburn will travel to Freeman next Friday night. So a lot of basketball coming up here yet before the Christmas break, coming up in a couple of weeks. So that's going to wrap it up tonight. We apologize for some technical difficulties tonight, but we made it through. And we got a couple of good ball games. We're excited to wrap up tonight's action. For Aaron Wisdom, our studio engineer, I'm John Nixon from the Rack in Falls City. Good night, everybody.